All right, we are here at Sand and Soul, the festival going down, baby, in Cancun, Mexico. You know how we do. We're going to tell you all about it all through the morning. But right now, guys, it is time for Steve's favorite segment, Ask Steve. All right? I'll start it off, Steve.
Okay.
this is kind of a crazy one, so listen, pay attention. And please
keep
your answers short.
I'm going to put my glasses on. Okay, tell me to keep my answers short.
Keep your answers short so we can get to more questions. Thank you very much.
This ain't just my segment. This is my show.
Thank you.
Come on, let's go. In Cancun.
Short answers. Thank you very much. All right, here we go. Listen, a 20 years older version of you,
Shows up from now.
Yes. Okay. So that's 82.
Okay.
Shows up at your door, frantically shouts, "This is your last chance. You've got to cut this out before it's too late." Then he just fades away.
Who is he talking to?
He's talking to you.
You got to cut this out.
You got to cut it out. You got to, before it's too late. Well, what is he probably talking about? What do you think?
Probably talking about cussing. Because I've been trying to stop that for a number of years now. With little to no success.
But at 82?
Yeah, I already know I'm going to up it at 82.
Oh, you're going to kick it up a notch.
Man, I was with my frat brothers the other night. A lot of them came down from who I pledged with and stuff like that.
Okay, that's nice.
And one of them's a minister.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, yeah, when you showed us. Yeah.
Man, I just forgot.
Steve, you did not.
You was cussing in front of the minister.
No, to at him.
At him.
Yeah, because who I was looking at
was your boy from back in the day.
Yeah, I was looking at 45 years ago.
Yeah, he's a changed man.
He's changed man.
Yeah, he's pastor.
So how did that end up? I want to hear that.
He kept saying, "Boy, you ain't changed at all."
But he certainly had.
Yeah,
but you cussed at the minister.
All right, come on, Jimmy, with your question. This crazy man right here.
All right. What does everyone think is really deep and meaningful, but it isn't?
Like that.
Some of their outfits.
They think it's deep and meaningful.
Deep, Steve.
Oh, man, I had this young. You this here right here? You like this here? Dog, I bought this man back in 89. And, man, I kept it all these years. It still looked fresh. Dog, you got on something from 89, dog.
Okay. Yeah.
Stop telling people that. Don't brag about that.
It's not deep. That ain't deep.
That ain't deep. That's old.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, I got one, Shirley. All right.
Come on.
All right, Steve. What's something that did live up to the hype?
Something that did live up
yes,
to the hype?
Yes, yes. We always talk about what didn't live up to the hype. What did live
that
up
damn
to
damn Michael Jackson, King of Pop. His ass legend. Lived up to the hype.
Yes. Right up to it.
Dog, say what you want to say.
Yeah.
And when you get through saying it, he was about it.
Okay.
Michael Jackson was everything you thought he was going to be every time he walked out on that stage, plus some more.
Ooh, all right.
Extra.
Dog.
Extra.
I've seen him many times. Always lived up to the hype. Was never, ain't nobody walking on Michael Jackson's show talking about, man, he was off this evening.
Yeah, they never said that.
Michael Jackson.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, sir.
All right, here we go. What is the worst case, Steve, of being spoiled? And you know something about this. What is the worst case of being spoiled that you know about, that you've witnessed?
Oh, my children. Every last one of them, all seven of them.
They're spoiled.
Black ass ungrateful.
Oh,
come on.
No, hell no. Self-entitled.
Wait a minute, you telling everybody.
No, I don't give a damn. Every last one of them is the biggest example of spoil I've ever seen. I just now got it under control. Well, just a few years.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who spoiled them, sir? Mm-hmm.
Who?
Who was the one that spoiled your kids?
Well, the girls, I did it.
Okay.
The boys, they just had a couple punk moments. You know, and I had to stop that right away. Damn kids. And y'all might as well join in too, because you have felt the same way about yours.
Yes.
Every day of my life.
Yes, sir. Yes,
the
sir.
Hell you think this supposed to go?
Yes.
You're not supposed to be on this damn vacation.
I know.
Yes.
Okay. Can we be honest?
Yeah.
Your kids, isn't it kind of hard not to spoil them? especially when they're young.
It is tough because as a parent, you want to give your children a better life than the one you had. Then when you give it to them, you wish you hadn't.
Exactly.
That's it.
And that's where we
because
are.
Because then they start missing the lessons that you learned at that age.
Yep.
And they don't get it. But then guess what? They don't have to have that lesson.
Right. Right.
But that ticks you off because you knew you had to have
it. That's right. And our parents did not spoil us.
We live without a safety net.
Yes.
We was a high trapeze act. With no net. My kids have a net.
If
I blow this, my daddy and my mama got me. That's the part that's troubling.
We're the net.
You've provided a net for your children. And they just sometimes, when they fall in it, they just lay in it. They don't even climb back up on the damn wall. They're down there bouncing in the net. They got their friends over.
And what would be cool is if they, once they got out of the net, if they would just give a phone call. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. But what? Anyway, all right, we're moving on.
This got deep.
We're moving on. This is Ask Steve. Come on, Junior, what you got?
All right, what is your first memory of the internet? This is going to be good. What's your first memory of the internet?
Well, I didn't know how it worked. And a long time ago, back at the radio station when we were in Dallas, this white guy sent me an email. And it had several people in it. But the dude that forwarded it to me, when I typed up my answer, and it had that little thing that you click that says reply all, I thought it meant, dude, I want my whole email to go out. So I pressed reply all. And that sent my response back to the white dude. And what I was saying to my black friend was not for white ears. And buddy, that man called me and said, hey, Steve, I'm sure you didn't mean to send me this. I'm going to ignore this and just let you know that you got to be careful. That was it.
All right, thank you. That's our version today in Mexico, Cancun, at the San Isidro Festival of Ask Steve. All right. Coming up, Junior is in for the nephew with Run That Prank Back. We're getting into that right after this.